on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, Mae Kennedy McCord, ready to chat with you about this, that, and the other in Ozark folklore and traditions. And generally speaking, to help brighten up your day on this Saturday. Good morning, Mae.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Fred Lynn. And good morning, good friends. How are you all this morning? Old man Summer, has he got you? Not old man Winter or old man River, but old man Summer. I have his guests in here with me. I always like to have lady friends, gentlemen friends, anybody. My dear friends, Josephine Weaver, Mary Eva Donnell, and Anita McCann. Of course, they wouldn't say hello. They wouldn't say anything, wouldn't squawk. Girls, you want to say hello?
No.
No. No. Scared. They're afraid this mic's going to jump at them. Here's a little prayer to start us off this morning, an ancient prayer I salvaged from my mother's old scrapbooks. My, they're wonderful old books. Give us, Lord, a bit of sun, a bit of work, and a bit of fun. Give us all in the struggle and sputter our daily bread and a bit of butter. Give us health our keep to make and a bit to spare for poor folks' sake. Give us sense, for we're some of us duffers, and a heart to feel for all that suffers. Give us, too, a bit of song and a tale and a book to help us along. Give us, Lord, a chance to be our goodly best, brave, wise, and free. Give us always a heart for others, till all men learn to live as brothers. Well, I wonder when that's going to be. I don't know, Fred, do you, when they're all learn to live as brothers. I hope that day may come. Maybe it will. You know, I truly believe it will someday, but it may be long after you and I have passed into the beyond. But it'll come someday. War will outlaw itself. That's what the great minds all say, not my mind. It isn't great, but they all say it'll outlaw itself because it's so terrible. You're going to have to get to where you have to burn the woods, sift the ashes to get anybody to go. It's just about to do that very thing even now among civilized people. I was reading a big article last night about sending our boys to those awful jungles of Laos, and, oh, it's terrible. Well, happy birthday. A listener sent me a note saying that Mrs. Maud Goff of this city will be 92 years old on Sunday, July the 29th, and she would be so happy to have some birthday greetings. She'd be 92. She has been a widow many years and lives alone. She lives at 615 South Douglas. I know the trouble always is remembering the numbers. Mrs. Maud Goff, G-O-F-F, 615 South Douglas. She'll be 92 the 29th Sunday. And Ms. Mary Mizell, M-I-Z-E-L-L. It says who's the person who wrote me said her husband is a close relative of Vinegar Bird Mizell, the famous baseball player. She was 92 last June the 22nd. She's a wonderful Christian woman, this writer tells me, and she lives at 810 Mount Vernon in this city. My best love to these dear women who are making their way close to a century of life. And we'll maybe make it. We have so many centenarians now, and even older. You know, I often wish them happy birthday. I've got several sweet ladies on the string of past 100, 105 and 103 and all that. And by the way, Mrs. Mizell's birthday is the same day as my dear mother's. Hers was also June the 22nd. I want to say hello and God bless you to the big bus of folks, like I always do on Saturday morning, making their way home to St. Louis from their berry tour over our lovely Ozarks. I told you last Saturday night at the Kentwood Arms Hotel, you remember, when I spoke to you there and welcomed you, that I would say hello to you, that you wasn't through with me, and I'd send you my love. I do hope you enjoyed your grand trip, and do come back, and don't forget us. As they say in the hamburger stands, hurry back. This Ozark country is the country of the heart, and so many people try to misrepresent it as a country of shooting and feuding and hell-raising, if I must say it. Say, I never did say hell before, Fred, but that's what they... Preachers say it, why can't I? Well, that's what it is, hell-raising. They try to represent it like the early days of Cripple Creek, Colorado, and Tombstone, Arizona, and all the western frontier when they fought their way through and Dodge City and so on. Why, that's as far removed from the quiet, peaceful early days of this gentle country as the moon is removed. Our old traditions and faiths and customs and ways were civilized. No wonder we try to hold to their memory and keep them alive and living in our history. The open hospitality, the generous impulses, the personal courage and high sense of honor of so many of our fine old Ozark people, all of British descent. Some people seem to think we should keep our early struggles and our isolation and our hardships and some poverty we had hidden in the closet. Why? Well, these things should be passed on as an ennobling heritage. An Ozark woman wrote to me one time, and I'm just going to tell you what she said. It was fine. She said, "Why should I want to forget that my father had to go barefooted to school and sit on the high backless benches and swing his feet in life's first lessons? Why should I forget that my grandmother didn't have an electric washing machine, that her laundry room was under a tree at the old spring, and her tubs were wooden barrels sawed in two? She didn't even have a washboard. They battled the clothes then, you know, with a battling stick. They did that even in my childhood, you know. I'm not old at all." Well, listen to Fred over there, laughing. Why, what'll I do to him? "For those old school benches," she wrote, then she continued this way, "from those old school benches, my father worked his way to become a college graduate, but he has never forgotten the old blueback speller, the stone bruises on his heel, the sore toe, and he does not forget to teach us the traditions of the old homeland. In every one of them breathes the spirit of liberty. Every old fiddle tune is an echo from the flint rock rifle of Bunker Hill. The tune Old Granny Rattletrap is an echo from the Declaration of Independence. Polly Put the Kettle On boils with freedom. Jaybird Settin' on a Swingin' Limb was George Washington's old favorite fiddle tune. And the Gray Eagle was a masterpiece from the days of Thomas Jefferson. And don't forget that Leather Breeches was the old tune most stepped off by the heroes of Davy Crockett's time. And many a budding young statesman stood sockless in the little log school reciting The Boys Stood on the Burning Deck. I thank this woman for her letter she wrote me, Ora Kelton of Fort Scott, Kansas, and it's a classic. And yet we live in such a fantastic and crazy world now that a lot of people don't want to be reminded of the fact that there was ever anything but the present. You know, this modern stuff, modern art, modern poetry that says nothing, goes all around the back lot and in at the barn door and comes out with a hole in its head. Did you ever read any of it? Well, right here I'm going to read you something. I've been intending to do this. It'll get you all. It'll get you. I hate to take up the time and space, but you must know what goes on in this world. Did any of you ever hear a few years ago of Gertrude Stein? She was a sort of a monstrosity of a queer woman who wrote stuff that was as crazy as a lunatic asylum. She was a sort of an overeducated egghead who claimed that she was a forerunner of the new literature. And do you know that people, many of them both here and over Europe, went wild about that woman and her stuff? And she was in the top notches of fame, and about then she died. She was an elderly sort of a person, very queer. But some of the literary intellectuals of the day went crazy about her, just as they do about some of these pop skull artists and modernistic pen scrapers who clutter up the presses of our land. Now, I have in my possession two or three of Gertrude Stein's articles, whatever you want to call them. I don't know what they are. A friend sent them to me about 15 years ago. I'm glad I got them, and I got to see and read with my own eyes. They are from a crazy sort of magazine called Transition. It didn't last long, that magazine, thank heaven. Some of James Joyce and all that sort of stuff in it. It was one of them. It was for the intellectual eggheads. Now, here is one of Gertrude Stein's, whatever you call it, article or something. It's titled, After All Whiles. How's that for a title? After All Whiles. Well, here it is, all of it. What is the difference between wandering behind one another or behind each other? One wandered behind the other. They wandered behind each other. I will earnestly consider the question of synthesis. A revival. We invade island homes and fountains. Now we severally antedate the memory. Be sure, see if you can find out what I was talking about. Now we severally antedate the memory. Do you relish powder? They have increased the number of police in New York. Did he say, I wish they would go away? How can all shawls be worn all the time? Some say it is very fine today. What habits had this one formed? You may say that he can be mentioned as being the one who is bestowed again and again on elephants and mice. The 81st, at the first, the 81st, was the one who has made Fruit House, who had Fruit House, had the Fruit House made there, where it was very singular that he could understand that there was land. The girls are looking at me like I'm crazy. I can take them home and prove it to them. Now, here's the rest of it. It's nearly through. Land is made to be understand and understood to be there. Do you understand, Lizzie? Do you understand? Do you understand, Lizzie? Now, Fred, that's the article. From the beginning to the end. And several of them. Could you believe it? You know, she wrote a musical performance once, which they actually performed in New York, or tried to, and I remember just some of the words. And oh, I remember how the papers took it for a roasting, but Laura, they piled in to see it. Now, here was some of the words of the music. I wish I had it all. I used to have and forgot it. Let Lucy, Lucy, Lily. Let Lily, Lily, Lucy. Pigeons on the grass, alas. Pigeons on the grass, alas. It makes it well fish. It makes it well fish. Pigeons on the grass, alas, it makes it well fish. That's the truth. Laugh if you want to, girls. It won't hurt anything. Well, it'll take me the rest of the day to tell you what I think, but I guess I won't. And I remember how some of the New York papers made fun of her and scorched such carrying on. Some didn't. Some said she was a great pioneer in poetry and prose. Well, I just had to tell you because I think there's some things we ought to know. And wasn't it a grand thing that she up and died? How thoughtful of her. How thoughtful. Well, I wouldn't give a person like that room long enough to tie their shoes in my house if I had room for sawmill. I'd rather feed and board the old fellow who lived in the holler when I was a gal and was so stingy they said he always told his kids along about Christmas that Santa Claus had died so he wouldn't have to buy anything. He said he always ate the hams of his butchered hogs first for fear he might get sick and his neighbors would gather in to set up with him and clean up all his hams. I don't blame him for that. He had more sense than this poet woman. He got so mad when he went into an eating place in the city where his grandson took him out of St. Louis, and he asked for a glass of churned buttermilk. The waitress said they couldn't serve churned buttermilk. It was against the law. It's the truth. She said it wasn't pasteurized. He said, well, he didn't know what that was, but he knowed they had an old preacher once, and he always drunk a quart of churned buttermilk and walked 5 miles to see a sick man or a child. But he said, you know, that churned buttermilk finally got him. He only lived to 93. He says, it's legal to sell beer here, but it ain't legal to sell churned buttermilk. Well, shoot my old hog, he says. It's time for me to run. Let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for the trading stamps this week. Next Saturday, I'm going to get together all the names of the towns your stamps have come from. And thank you for for Viola's book. That you sent me letters for, and I'll get them to you. She'll get them to you right away. And buy everyone as you can, buy a book from Viola. Goodbye, and I'll be seeing you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and I can catch my pony.